Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. I hope everybody's doing wonderful. Thank you for listening, chiming in, tuning in. I see now the migration with this app. Now I get to see you all's responses, which is pretty cool. And if y'all hear like any noises, I was in the middle of taking a course, which I'm still in it. I'm just paused for the cause right now. But you might hear me typing, you know, like if it asks me a question or something, or if I need to select something, that's what I'm doing. I'm definitely present. But I had a thought and I wanted to come chat with y'all, you know, because over here, this is where we live and we learn. Okay. So I came here to talk with you about boundaries. Do you have them? Do you know that you have them? Would you like to have them? Or are you living in the boundaryless lifestyle? Living it up, honey. Wherever you are, I think one human thing that we can all relate to is knowing when that boundary has been reached, knowing when that boundary has been overstepped, and knowing whether or not hindsight is really 2020. For me, hindsight is really 2020. And I remember times where I don't think I had boundaries, and once I realized I did, the conflict was already present. You know, I'm going to do my best to use me and my experiences because that's what makes sense to me. So I will talk in past tense in that retrospect because I don't live there anymore. And I have evolved, yay me, woo-woo. But it has taken quite some time. But anyway, I'm just glad that I'm not there anymore. So one way I realized that I did have boundaries was when I just felt depleted. I just felt exhausted. The people that were in my life at that time were very much willing to live in the state of taking, because taking was made easy for them. I made it easy for them to take. I didn't require any accountability. I was the it's okay person. And maybe I wanted to believe it was okay, but no, it really wasn't. And so, yeah, I learned, you know, I don't like how this feels, you know, and I'm sitting here depleted, you know, and just life sucked out of me. And when that would happen, what I started to notice was that that's when the people that I was surrounding myself with would exit stage left. And so then I started to question, you know, I still wasn't like looking inwardly. I started to question, you know, I wonder why they're leaving and what's going on. And I began to internalize that as, oh, I must have did something they didn't like. Oh, let me fix it. Here comes Miss Fix It, right? I was so busy trying to fix others that I was left, you know, still needing to be fixed myself. And then fast forward, my whole world just shifted and I was just in a situation where it was just me. And I mean, when I say me, I mean God and me. Like no familiar human faces, if that makes sense. Nobody that I thought would be there was there. Nobody. Like nobody. And I don't know when I started doing this, but I do remember at that time saying, okay, God, what does all this mean? What is it you want me to do with this? Because I don't like this feeling. Like, like, let's go back to when everything was all good. I just got a notification, so I'm gonna share that with y'all. It says, believe in yourself and all that you are. Know that there is something inside you that is greater than any obstacle. Have faith in yourself. All right, back to the regularly scheduled program. So yeah, so I think the beginning of me starting to do the self-work was me having that come to Jesus moment. Like, what does all of this mean, right? Even though I was in the state of confusion, I was still producing movement, if that makes sense, emotionally, spiritually, etc., right? And so what I began to learn was how we can experience a scenario. For example, it can be multiple people in the same room and something happens, and that something happens to everybody in the room. And then when you start talking with each other and to each other and then listening, you realize that not everybody processed the experience the same way. Lots of different emotions are evoked. You notice that they're not the same as yours, or that yours aren't the same as theirs, and you're just like, huh, how's that possible, right? Yeah. So those things began to happen. And what else did I do? Definitely counseling. I know I shared that with y'all, but definitely counseling. I really love that I was able to get matched up with counselors who they recognize that I was thirsty. Like, I want to do the work. Like, don't make it easy for me. Like, ask me questions. Ask me about my why. And I want you guys to be present with yourselves. And, you know, when you find yourself in situations where, let's say the emotion that's evoked is sadness or anger or bitterness, or, you know, whatever it is, something that's, you know, not pleasant to just sit in a long time. Ask yourself, you know, what is my why? Like, what is this doing for me? You know? So, yeah, they would ask me the why question. What is my why? Or sometimes they would say, okay, so you're in this place where this happened and you feel this way. Why? And at first my answers were very, what's the word, y'all help me out, they were very, well, they did, you know, or, well, this happened, you know. I would start off with whatever occurred outside of me, you know, because I wanted someone or something to blame, right? And y'all, don't twist this and think every time something happens it's your fault. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about the specific journey of being on where you are learning about self. That's it. If you've been wrong, you've been wronged. I'm not talking about that. So on your self journey. I'm thinking about one counselor. She used to go, like that. And she loved to, like, just sit and just watch me, like, watch my body language and just listen. And then she would go, right? And then I had a different counselor. They wouldn't say anything at all. They would just write, right? They would look up at me, but they were just constantly writing stuff down, right? And I wasn't so, let me use this example. The counselor that would just write stuff down, I displayed this behavior of, you know, blaming others, or maybe blame's not the correct word to use, but maybe filling myself up all the way to the brim with what everybody else is doing, that I don't get to look at, you know, what's going on with me, right? So they're writing down, know what they're writing down. And I'm like, what are you writing down? And what does it mean that you're writing something down, right? Like, I'm so focused on the other person that I hadn't begun to learn how to focus on me. And there's so much, what ended up coming out of all of those sessions at that time was I was living in fear. Emotionally and spiritually, I was a toddler. I was a child. I was just so afraid of facing myself. I think, one, because it meant that I wasn't perfect. And I was very much someone who thrived off of doing something and then receiving an accolade for that something, right? And the only time that happened was when I didn't make any mistakes. So having to sit with, I'm emotional because I remember that version of me and how broken I was, and to not be there anymore is amazing. It is so amazing. Anyway, I wasn't perfect. It meant that somewhere in that scenario, I forgot about me. Like, I forgot to look out for me. I forgot to stand up for me. I forgot to go, I'm trying to think of like a grand way to say it, but I don't have that right now. So I'm just going to use that. I just forgot about myself. And I did. I learned to not forget about myself. I learned to be able to take those emotions and sit with them. Like, what are these emotions? Why am I having these emotions? Why do I feel rage? Or why anger? Why are tears coming down my face? Like, I'm not sad. Like, I only related crying to being sad. Like, have you guys ever cried because you were so overjoyed, or you were relieved, or you were excited, or something? Like, something good? That hadn't happened to me yet. In the sense of, I hadn't realized that I only related my tears to being sad. And who genuinely wants to be sad? Who wants that? Like, I was not someone who wanted that. And so it was also confusing, and I do not like to be confused, because I feel like confusion can be a distraction, especially when other people are involved, right? And if they're using that distraction to get me to feel confused so that they can do something, you know, that's, I mean, not proper, not about the right, you know, not beneficial to all parties involved, you know, only them. I didn't like it. And so, all of this stuff started to come out. By the time I got, 3-4 sessions in, I was coming in like, man, I'm so glad to be here today, because I got a lot to say. I went in like not wanting to say anything at first, or dodging saying things, to just divulging everything. Just like, this happened, and I started learning the value of I, saying I and I am, right? I started saying I was, right? Because I had learned to be present with myself, and it was more positive, or I would associate positive everything, like emotions, actions, etc., with the I am statement, because it's when I say I am, I'm going to say something positive. So I'd be excited to come in and talk. That's probably why I talk so much now. But I was learning to remember me. But before I learned that, like, I would just lash out. I would just be so angry and just so like rah, you know? And I can tell you present day,
that part of me I allow to come out when my boundary has been crossed. Like, I have already made it clear. I've already presented my boundary. And any other party involved decided they wanted to overstep it. Yeah, I'm gonna show up for myself, you know? But you have to get me to that point. And crossing my boundary will. It will. You want to see, you know, how bad things can get for you regarding me? Cross my boundary. It's easy. I welcome it. because it gives me an opportunity to challenge myself. Even showing up for myself is not like super aggressive. It's very much just like people tell me that I have a very calm tone, right? When I yell, I'm not that different from where I'm at right now. Like, my tone doesn't change drastically. Most of the time people laugh at me when I'm yelling, because it's probably not what you would think yelling really is. Or you're probably in shock, like this is that side of you. Oh, okay, you know, that thing, that kind of thing. But anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. So yeah, I was grateful to learn about boundaries. So I started putting those boundaries in place, and ooh, you guys, that's really something. That's really something to experience, especially when people that you surround yourself, you know, if they are comfortable in the state of taking, baby, when you learn about your boundaries, that raw I was talking about, oh, you gonna see that in them. And I think it gets easier to witness to others, you know, that, you know, maybe they don't recognize their boundaries, or maybe they don't, they aren't present with themselves, or they haven't done the work or whatever, right? Once you have, you know, gotten far enough into the journey of self-discovery, you can see it. You can see it. It's, I've talked about this before too. It's like, it's the energy, the spirit, the being that is you, you know, not the shell. Like, you can see them. You can see their spirit, like, tussling. I don't know who came up with the, you know, putting the two angels on your shoulders, like one on each side, one's good, one's bad. But you literally can see the spirits battling with each other because they want to take possession, for lack of better words, of you. They want to sit in that space and run amok, basically. And if you are not present with self, it's that much easier to lash out and let that type of spirit overtake you, because it will. That is its goal. It will. I mean, I think that's the goal of both. If we're saying there's a good and there's a bad, I think that's the goal of both. The human experience for me has been deciding which one do I want to live in me, which one feels like life is easy street, which one feels like, man, I can do whatever I put my mind to, like, I literally can do that, you know, which one empowers others, right? Because both spirits can command, but only one can empower. Only one, right? Which one shows, you know, growth in a positive way? You know, just things like that. Things that I think about. This isn't law. This doesn't mean you have to do things the way I do it. This is just the way I process information. the way I download messages, you know, just when I pray and meditate, you know, whatever I get from God, I can hear him. I mean, he ain't even screaming, but it's loud. It's just so loud that there, even if the bad spirit was in me and the bad spirit is good at ignoring, even if that were the case, I can still hear God. It's just so loud. Like, it's like, okay, you really, no, you're not ignoring me. You just pretending. You hear me. You know, that kind of thing. But yeah, boundaries are a good thing to exercise. It has brought me so much peace, so much comfort. Just like, it's like being on the most beautiful island where the most beautiful visions can be seen. You know, the water is just as beautiful, whatever that looks like for you, right? It's just beautiful. You're just in awe of it. And even though nobody else is there, no other human is there, you're just so like breathing is easy. It's not something you have to think about. You don't forget to breathe. You just breathe. Make sure you do that too. If you don't practice, you know, your breaths, start doing that too. Like breathing in and out, in through your nose, out through your mouth. That's very helpful too. When, especially, you know, in those moments where you feel those emotions that, like I mentioned, aren't the best to sit in for too long. You know when that feeling's coming, because they're your feelings. You can feel it. It just takes you to be present and to be accountable and to recognize that what you're going through affects everybody around you. Just like what they're going through affects everybody around them, right? I'm not saying having boundaries means you're never going to experience sadness or anger, or you're never going to experience joy and happiness or whatever emotion it is to experience. I'm saying it allows you the opportunity to decide, okay, which way do I want to go with these emotions? Something else I do is ask myself that. All right. I know how intense I can get either way. You know, which way do I want to go? Like, I literally would ask myself that out loud. Okay, which way you want to go with this? What you trying to do? It's not even about anybody else. Like, if, like, for example, if somebody is like trying to push my buttons, it ain't even about them. It ain't at all. At that point, I'm talking to myself. All right, which way you want to go? Because we can go either way. You know, but which way do you want to go? You know, that kind of thing, like having accountability, because I know self now. But those moments where I didn't know self, man, like the good and the bad angel, right? The bad angel always came out. And what's interesting is I didn't look at myself as I was doing anything necessarily bad or necessarily wrong. It was just whatever I was feeling, and I'm gonna let you know. I think the saying is true, when you know better, you do better. If you choose to. So yeah, I could say more. I have lots to discuss, lots of experiences. And I think what has been shared, I think you guys get. And I think you can take it with you in your day, and you know, just be present in certain situations. What comes up for me when I said that was, I remember somebody laughing, like not like hysterically laughing and not laughing at me, just laughing I don't know how else to say that. Like, if I, let's say I got angry at them and I expressed that anger, they weren't laughing at me. They were laughing because they were being present with themselves, like asking themselves that question, like, all right, you keep pushing my buttons. If they, like them talking to themselves, all right, if this person keeps pushing my buttons, I'm going to need to make a decision. Like, which way am I going? What am I doing? Whew. They would laugh. Like, I just laughed. They would just laugh. Like, right. And in my opinion, the natural response would be what you're laughing at, you know, not recognizing what they're going through is their process. Them laughing may not have anything to do with me at all. It might have something to do with me. It might not, though. But I just assume that it does because I'm already in the spirit of being rejected, or I'm trying to think other things. What would evoke anger or at that time? Or just something not going like I would want it to go, right? Or they're asking me to be involved in something I don't want to be involved in. And I didn't already told them, right? So now I'm angry. But yeah, you still have choices. You can still choose to be calm. You can still choose to, basically just recognize what works best for your nervous system. Maybe calmness isn't what works for you. Maybe it is. What I'm getting at is take the time to find out. Give yourself some grace. Do yourself a favor. Take the time to find out. I feel like when we lash out, again, this is a very specific topic. I'm not talking about when somebody did you wrong. Okay, that's not this conversation. When you lash out, the damage is done instantly. So whatever you choose in that moment when you're lashing out, you have now just created, you know, the memory for everybody else involved of, oh, okay, this is how this person responds to, like I mentioned before, like rejection or not getting what they want, or like not getting the response they want, or you know, anything like that, anything of the sorts. So now you're looking at that like, oh, okay, this is not an environment where I feel safe. It could be emotionally, it could be physically, spiritually, you know, all of it. It could be all of it. And one thing for me is, if I don't feel safe, I don't have much else to say to you. I don't have much else to be involved in with you. I'm gonna make sure I'm safe. And if that means you don't get to participate in... I'm such a nut. You don't get to participate in the reindeer games. I mean, so be it. I'm not the one that lashed out. So that experience of processing how you felt and, you know, what you chose to do with those feelings and where you're at now that you don't feel that way anymore, that's work for you to do. If I don't choose to participate, that's work that I don't have to do because I did the work to not, or I did the work to understand that I can choose even in those moments where maybe I want to lash out too, right? But maybe for me, it's not good for my nervous system. Maybe for me, it doesn't bring me peace. Maybe for me, it doesn't resolve whatever issues must be there for me to even want to lash out anyway, right? So I get to choose. Let me pause for the cause, all right? Which way do I want to go? Because remember, we can go either way. And for me, Mm-hmm. It's funny too, because I started doing what one of my counselors did. I just, go ahead. I started doing that too. I think too, what I'm learning is it can be sad. It could be a sense of sadness. Let me say that, when you're on your journey, because now you have been privileged to be able to see. You know how people talk about third eyes, etc. Whether that is or isn't doesn't matter to me. It's your presence, the real you, is your spirit regardless. So now you're just present, and so now you get to witness really your previous self, or the actions of your previous self, if that makes better sense. You're witnessing it. You're like, oh, I see where they're at. And then when you can see that, you can give other parties involved, you can give them grace. You can, well, you do have to choose it. You do get to choose it. You can give them grace. To me, that's not giving them a pass. To me, it's making sure that my nervous system is okay, like it's protected, because the work that needs to be done, I already did it. I'm not doing your work. Nope, not doing it. And I have learned that when I try to do the work for everybody else, all that really is, you know, being a people pleaser, or, you know, not wanting to say anything because you know what's coming isn't going to be pleasant, and so you're trying to keep the peace. Or like I repeat, your nervous system is impacted, and it is slowly destroying itself because you are trying to have basically, like, just trying to wear too many emotions, and emotions that aren't yours at that. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? They're not a child. Why are you doing that? You got to ask yourself those questions. Like, why am I doing the work for this grown human being? Like, that's another revelation, like, that I had. Like, man, I really was out here, you know, captain saving them. Like, I was really, like, doing all the work for these people. Heck no. Not doing that no more. And I'm thankful for that. You know, even though there are moments where it's sad because you see where somebody is, and you see that they're not in that moment, they're not presenting the best version of themselves. You just, you know, whatever you believe in, for me is prayer. I just pray for them. And in that prayer, you know, I specifically talk about, you know, seeing where they are at, and praying that that they choose to see where they're at too, and that they choose to do the self-work, and, you know, whatever the outcome is whatever it is, just as long as they're present and not, you know, like the saying is, sweeping it under the rug, you know, because that ain't doing nothing but creating a dirt storm. The storm's gonna come regardless. You know, how bad do you want it to be, though? How bad do you want it to be? How much do you want to have to clean up after the storm? I don't know about you, but I'm gonna make it easy on myself. I'm gonna go ahead and do the self-work. If there's more to do, I'm gonna do that for me. And so I can have a party instead of having to clean up. I think I mentioned already, though, like, I was in those moments where I wasn't present and not recognizing self, I was behaving like I behaved as a toddler, or like a toddler might behave, or a child might behave. And then afterwards, even afterwards, still my behavior was, I recognized that there was a boundary, right? I recognized it, but I wasn't, I wasn't willing to be present. I wasn't willing to say, hey, I did this, and regardless of why I did it, I understand that I could have made a better choice. And you know what? I'm going to apologize for that. I apologize for that, because all it's doing is distracting me from, you know, whatever it is it's distracting me from. Like, that acknowledgement, oh, if you're in my life, just, you already know, like, acknowledgement is huge for me. Just know that. It's huge. And I really appreciate when people are able to see themselves in the scenario and recognize their part versus, well, you did this, so I'm gonna do this. And it's like, nah, what are you doing for yourself? That has nothing to do with me. You know, I check myself that way. So I appreciate when others are able to check themselves in that same way. I think, too, recognizing boundaries has a lot to do with ego. It's like, let's say, I don't know about y'all, but I can't say I witnessed them, but I can say I've been in the place that I've worked, and there's been a fight between two adults or multiple adults, right? I didn't actually see the fight, like, but I could hear it, or I could sense that something just happened, and then somebody will feel me and be like, oh yeah, so-and-so just got in the fight, that kind of thing, right? And it's like, wow. In those moments, like, taking out any notion that, you know, somebody might have been wronged, right? Take that out, because we're just talking about self-discovery here. In those moments, it's like your ego's, so much is being downloaded that I have to pause. I have to pause for the cause, because it's just not going to make sense. I'll probably just start talking gibberish. But it's like, ego can be like a type of spirit, if that makes sense. Not necessarily good or bad, but just a type of spirit. And if you invite the good spirit in, then, you know, maybe your ego can do some good. If you invite the bad spirit in, well, you know, it ain't gonna do no good. So when ego becomes present and you start making decisions during that, in those moments, it's not really you, like the real you. You know what I mean? Yes, it's your body. Yes, you know, you are responsible for you, but in those moments, you're not present. You don't recognize that you have a choice. And your ego is doing the work. And all ego is going to do is play. Play all day. And I'm not talking about joking, hee hee ha ha. I'm talking about play with your life. Like, play with your time. Play with your emotions. Play with your money. Play with every part of your life. Because ego feeds off of ego. And if there's not another ego willing to be present, then that's when you lash out. Because ego doesn't know what to do with all of the party favors. Just throw them in air. Ego's gonna lash out. So when ego is making the decisions, it's like, y'all know, I don't know nothing about sports, but it's like being the home team, right? So you have home team advantage. It's like making the winning shot, or hitting the home run, or making the touchdown, or making the goal, or, you know, whatever sport it is. You can make your own analogy. But it's like your ego is winning, basically. And so you think you're winning. You think you know, throwing the party favors in the air, you know, lashing out is winning. Like, I'm gonna show them, you know. And then when the party's over, ego drops you off and says, oh, I'm injured. I'm out, you in. I'm gonna go sit in the dugout. I'm gonna go sit on the bench. I'm going to the locker room. Right? And so then the real you shows up and you see, you know, the disaster, you know, the after the storm, basically. And you're like, what the heck? WTF. Okay, what do I do with this? Right? And if you haven't done the self-work, do you really think you're going to come in and be accountable? Of course not. Because it wasn't you, it was your ego. You're not gonna be like, oh man, I did this. I apologize. I know people say I'm sorry. I just try my hardest not to. But you're not gonna do that. You're not gonna come in and be accountable and have the audacity to state what you did and then apologize. Are you kidding? That's not happening. That's not happening. And I think part of the reason for that is because ego came to seek and destroy if lashing out was the result. Ego came to seek and destroy, and that's what ego did. And now that this destroying is complete, ego doesn't need to be there anymore. So ego exits stage left out of there. Why would it stay? It has nothing else to do. There's nothing to feed off of, right? Especially if there were other people there and they didn't allow their ego to make decisions for them. You don't have nobody to have a party with. What party? You know, so yeah, ego can really have you thinking you're winning. You know, until the party's over, until the stage lights turn off and it's just you there, like, oh crap, dang, I didn't mean to do it like that, dang, I shouldn't have done that, dang, I could have made a better choice. You know, you might acknowledge it to yourself, right? But why stop there when you weren't the only one present at the party? You know, why stop there? Nobody knows that the self-work is happening until you present said self-work in the form of, you know, conversation, in the form of action, activities, you know, something. But that, yeah, I remember like that toddler behavior in me was just very much like, even if I apologize, but that's not true, because if I apologize, that's not my ego, that's me. So I won't say that. I'll say even afterwards, once the ego has gone, I could maybe, I like to cook, right? So maybe I cook you a meal or bake you a cake or something. That's still not me acknowledging my part, right? Clearly, I've had some type of self-awareness. You know, I've had time to think, right? So I understand what happened, you know, but what am I doing with that understanding now that I have it, right? It won't be enough to bake you a cake, because you're gonna say thank you. You might take the cake, you might eat it, you might throw it in the trash, it doesn't really matter. But I'm gonna think everything's fine because I baked you a cake, not because you took it, but because I baked it. And yeah, that's just not enough. Some accountability needs to be in there. So I will continue to be prosperous and choose to be present and choose to continue to do self-work anytime I'm in that type of situation where I recognize, oh, I gotta make a decision here. Huh? Okay. What do I want to do? Because I know I can go either way. Which one is best for my nervous system? All right, God, let's do this. You know, and then, you know, process. What was I gonna say? Then, you know, move forward. However I choose to move. Prayerfully, it's gonna be, you know, like I mentioned, you know, the way that's good for my nervous system. All right, y'all. I thank you guys and gals for just being here with me. Just being the humans, the beautiful, wonderful humans that you are. I pray that wherever this message finds you, you are in a state of wholeness. You are present with self. You are able to feel the love. Your cup runneth over it. You pour into somebody else. Like, just all the good there is to receive. You deserve it. I'm proud of you. I love y'all. And I'll see you next time. Okay, bye.